We are WNST, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've just blown out my client's ears. She will be deaf, but she'll have great cannabis to help her with that. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is our chief cannabis officer. We never do this together. Usually, like, we're in separate rooms, like Elton John and Billy Joel. It is a cup of soup or a bowl. I've got my Please Donate. We're doing Crab Cake Row. I could not do Radio Row out in Las Vegas. Quite frankly, I don't want to right now. I am happy being here with the people that I am here with. We're on Packer Street. If you're driving around and listening to us this afternoon at AM 1570, you're on the stream. If you're out in Baltimore Positive, all the videos are going to appear. All the stuff's going to be out on YouTube of ways to help, people to help. But thing you could do all week is bring us some canned goods and some dry goods for the Maryland Food Bank. Wendy brought some beans by, which I'm appreciative for a can of beans. It'll all go to the Grace and Hope Mission. Karen Harp was our previous guest. We're giving away Maryland Lottery tickets, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Window Nation are here, Wise Markets, who sort of inspired all of this stuff, and Jiffy Lube MultiCare as well. We're going to be at Costas in Dundalk Tuesday, Coco's Wednesday, Thursday at State Fair in Catonsville, and then Friday Pappas. So if you can't make it to Fadley's today, get down here soon. They're going to move into the new market. But you got time. You got the rest of the week to go to Wise Markets, get some cans. We're also taking cash. Michelle Bresnik-Walsh made me a tip jar and started it by putting money in it, American money that's going to go to the Grace and Hope Mission. Wendy, how are you? I know James Bond's going to come by or be here, and if he's not here, we're going to talk about Living Classrooms anyway because what they do is important. But thanks for coming. I love the sweatshirt, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, this was a holiday swag for the staff, but soon to come out as merch for anyone.
Yeah, I mean, you want to do something special for your employees, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have this really cool, I have my Baltimore Positive sweatshirt here. This is my thing here. And when I got it embroidered, it's nice. Everybody wants, because it's nice. And now it's getting a little pilly, so I need to get a new one. So I like your thing there. Keep me warm. What's going on with Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter? I was in your store. I admit, I was in your store. I went in your store last night.
Mm-hmm.
I went in. You closed at 6 o'clock on Sunday. I went in at 5:30, and I did something I've never done before at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. I ordered online because my wife made me. She's like, they're closing. Order it online. We'll pick it up. I'm like, okay. So I ordered it online. I went in. It wasn't a big crowd. It was a Sunday night before we closed, and I went in. And I got called into the back, and I went to the back, and the guy looked at me, young person. He had never weighed on me before, station 3. And I looked down, and all the O is there. So I'm seeing Bedroom Barry. I'm seeing all that. And he must have looked at me and thought, you need some of this. So he looked at me, and he's like, we don't have it. We don't have it yet. We've been promoted. We just don't have it yet. I think we're going to have it tomorrow. And I'm like, all right. I said, well, I just put up our piece from last week talking about Valentine's Day. It was a little bit of a spicy conversation about the sex stuff for the grown-ups out there in regard to, oh, my wife was driving. She was my getaway driver. So I came outside. I got in the car. And I said, I got to tell you about this product because we did the thing last week. And my wife was very titillated by it. And she's like, oh. So now I'm like, I got to go back and get it. So I didn't get it yesterday. But apparently you're going to sell it. The fella that waited on me said, people are asking for it all day. It's like the most popular thing. People got it last year and they ran out. And I'm like, this is like eggnog at Christmas. It's like finding the last. So give everybody the Valentine's Day thing here.
Okay. So the product line is called O.
O-H.
O-H.
Not like Oriole O.
Right.
O.
O. Yeah. Get that O. And there are a variety of ways that you can consume it or use it. So you can get pre-roll flower, you can get a vape, you can get a chew that has a terpene profile that is beneficial to the use you're doing here, and then you can get an intimacy oil for use during sexual interaction.
Are they there now? Seriously, we're live right now. So do you have everything in stock, or talk about your product all the time. It's the hardest thing in the world. You're growing a plant. It's like getting a crab. You got to go make it.
Right.
Got to have it happen.
I believe the chews are coming in advance of the weekend. I think everything else was supposed to be there now, but don't call me because I have not checked their inventory.
Well,
today.
This would speak to the fact that you're a new business. We talk so much about consistency, and when I come in and want Blissful Wizard, you'd have it. But it is. It's a process for the industry, like all the way around, that if you find a product you like, to go back 3 months later, It might not be in bloom, literally, right? Like, it's a plant.
Well, so this product, so you're talking about our store in Timonium. It could be available also at other stores around the state because we sell everywhere. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. What the most interesting piece to me is that the gentleman from the store was like, oh my God, it's going to run out the door, blah, blah. Because when we were in medical, I think we talked about this the other day, like, people would come in on a medical side and tell you very personal details in their medical needs, and some that could deal with bodily functions that are, you know, not for the dinner table, let's say, or something like that.
Not as much fun as sex.
Right.
Right.
No exactly. problem talking about that to a stranger. But the sex thing, super prude. Very uncomfortable. Like, that was a hurdle we had to overcome. So it's really interesting to hear that, like, in just the teasing that the product was going to come out with an adult use audience, like, that prude factor sounds like maybe it has diminished, which is great.
Well, I was just you have this beautiful display, and they're kind of like, it's like a raspberry color,
yeah.
And it says OH on it, and it kind of like, it's a great name, right? But I was looking at all the products and seeing it, and I was just staring at it maybe a moment too long that he thought, like, I don't have that. Don't order it. And I'm thinking, all right, well, Valentine's, I still got 10 days. I'm okay.
Right, right.
I'm going to make it here. But just in a general sense, I always ask you this because I'm just interested in it. 7-8 years ago, you got to Colorado. Did you know there would be an intimacy product? You know what I mean? There are tentacles to this that I'm sure when you dove into this as my family's going to do this, we're going to – that you don't even know where this is going from a product standpoint.
No, not at all. I mean
– they're undiscoverable.
Well, first of all, you mentioned the color, which since you called that, I'd have to say something. So when we work with Planet Agency here in Baltimore, and when we first designed and they were going the color, I said to one of the art directors we always work with, I was like, I want a pink, but I want it like the pink you think of when you see a neon sign that says girls, girls, girls. Like, it was very specific what I was thinking about when we did this. But I'm gonna probably just go TMI here. Like, I think sex and cannabis go well together. So it doesn't surprise me that, like, that product has found its way.
Well, I've told you, I mean, people would say champagne would loosen her up,
yeah.
You know, or oysters, or everybody has all this. This is like science. This is a completely different thing.
Right. Your body is relaxed.
This is like a Viagra. It's a science.
There's two pieces going on here. One is you're having body and mental relaxation, right? And some experiences of heightened sensitivity. And then sort of the magic of this one product line we created is it all came from this strain we grow called Golden Strawberry, where early on when we started growing it, we kept hearing men talk about a Viagra-like effect. So it's like we sort of talk about this whole line as men are more through a Viagra line and women are more through like a relaxation, heightened sensitivity line, but put them together, or put together whoever you want to do it with, and it's a fireworks.
It is cold outside, I'll say. It's warmer inside. Wendy Bronfine is here. She's married, I'm married. Not to each other, but we're going to talk about this stuff professionally. We're down at Fadley's, and we're doing this turn. I appreciate you coming down. I know you're busy, and it's a busy time of the year. What else is going on? I mean, I was in a store, and I'm inundated in your store the last... This is a big thing. This O thing is not just a Valentine's, but you'll have this product later,
yeah.
But there's going to be a run on this because of the marketing you've done, apparently, according to one of your salespeople.
Well, I hope that they are so right. Because, I mean, look, here's the thing with cannabis. I feel like there are things you go in and they're useful to buy in that moment because you have certain needs, you're looking for effects, you're trying to feel better in some way, and like you're buying that. Then I think there's just what I call like, you know, nightstand drawer medicine cabinet products, right? Like, I think like the topicals, like you were talking about your back, right? You just have it because something hurts, you rub it on. The sex stuff, you just have it because you're going to do it and it's going to be better. Like, there's some stuff that you can just have in your arsenal versus what you want right in any given week or day.
Well, I think about this from like an alcohol standpoint, from like a, do right. I want a rum tonight or do I want a whiskey tonight? I just want to drink water tonight, have a margarita. You're like, what am I going to do? What's going to strike me as the right? And when you think sativa, indica, hybrid, along those lines, after hours, they're all going to do something really different to you.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that is the gateway that's difficult for your product to come in and say, oh my God, there's a menu. Where do I even begin?
Right.
This has an I, this has an H, this has an S. They all have fun, weird names, fruity names, different stuff like that. I think a gateway would be try it. See what... try it in a vacuum, judge it for what it is. But this, I have not taken your O product. I don't know anything about the gold. I don't. Well, I want to come back a month from now and say, yeah, you know, like, and I told you that 20 years ago, I got a hold of a Viagra and I'm like, I can't believe that they figured this out, how to manage this. From a cannabinoid standpoint, you're not the only one growing cannabis or doing research. This would be like a magic ticket, right, for the industry, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be an excellent product if people buy into it. I think it's going to be really interesting to see if now that we're adult use, like, the conversation is more comfortable for people. I find it so interesting that it wasn't in medical, but there was a much more prudish factor on, I think, people's willingness to ask for it, or even just to say, I want one of those, right? Now, of course...
Well, if you feel like making your sex life better is medicine, right? Like,
right.
Like whether that's medicine or that's just a life's luxury, it's a little different than I can't sleep.
Right.
It is.
But it's like, you know, I think... Look, there may be an ED or other situation where it's very useful to you because there's a need. I think there's a whole other audience where it's just like a plus up, right? Like this is just,
sure.
It's almost like, this conversation is going in a weird place, but it's almost like, you know, like the old like ribbed for her pleasure on a condom, right? It's just like something extra for the experience. I think this is a great something extra for the experience.
Well, you can come find it at Foreign Daughter, York Road, Timonium, just south of Timonium Road. They're there, and the signs are up for the O product. I didn't want to do it 2 weeks in a row.
And other dispensaries.
So explain that part of someone that goes to another dispensary somewhere. You'd love for them to come to Foreign Daughter, but most places you go in this state, if you go into a dispensary, there's a Curio line.
Correct. So Curio grows flower and sells that, and it also makes a large series of products and sells those. And then we sell all of those things to over, 90 dispensaries in the state. So probably 98% of the market has our products in their dispensaries. So we seek to be convenient to you. So if you live in the Baltimore area, we love for you to come to our store in Timonium because that's like, you know, it's almost like when you'd go to like Nike Town instead of Foot Locker, right? Come to the store and have our experience. But if Joe's dispensary is down the street from you, then just go there. You should be able to find our products there. And you mentioned ordering online, right? That's the easiest way to do it before you even leave the house.
Oh, I found that out.
Yeah.
Just click, click, click. You put your number in and you stop by and you pay for it and you leave.
One, you'll see the menu. You'll know it's there before you go. And if you don't see it, you know, go to the next closest dispensary and see if it's there. The other thing is, when you do order online, you're never closing the cart. So that's like the good thing, right? Basically, somebody's putting the order that you want together and you're going to pay for it when you get there. So you can always add more. You could always take away. So it's just kind of like a convenience thing of
It's a COD. Yeah. Kind of. Well, unless you have the Dutchie Pay, right?
Or you have Dutchie Pay.
What is Dutchie? I don't even know. I don't know what Dutchie Pay is.
So
what is that?
Dutchie is the point of sale system, like the cash register systems we all use, which also populates the menu that you see. And because cannabis has these constraints because we're Schedule 1 and federally illegal, payment systems are harder. So Dutchie themselves created a secondary payment system so that people can buy in a cashless way, and it doesn't have to be a cash transaction.
Is that like Toast when I order things at Ekubin, sort of? Like
it's not your credit card. That's why.
It's not,
it's not your credit card.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so it's debiting rather than credit.
The one thing I'm learning about your industry, and wouldn't have known this before there was an industry, is the manufacturers like yourself and other people, call to different people that are in business in this state. You sell other people's products. They sell your products. You Grow West is a Cumberland company. You know,
right.
You sell their products. Was it always known it was going to be that way? Or did you think in the beginning it was going to be sort of an in-house, we'll grow it, we'll sell it? Was that always going to be the business model?
Because
I do find it interesting. You sell your competitor stuff, which is not always... If it's a Pepsi shop, they're not selling Coke, right?
Well,
I mean, just in general.
There's sort of two factors. One is the regulatory piece. So in the state of Maryland, we're a wholesale market, right? So it is designed where it is legal for you to create a product and then come and be able to sell that product to any dispensary. There are other states where it is literally vertical and you only sell inside your store and you don't get that diversity of offerings in a store. So that's one piece. We can do it. Now, for us, it was our thing from the day one because our family had background in pharmacy retail years ago.
Neighbor care.
And, yeah, neighbor care. So, you know, there's this idea of if you're in serving a community, like we want to be a go-to resource. Like we make a lot of stuff. We want you to buy our stuff. We hope you like our stuff. But there's other stuff you're going to want, so we should carry that. So we pick other brands that share our values, have great products, great quality products, and we carry those as well because we think we should, you know, be one to many.
You know Facebook listens to everything we say, right? You know that. I mean, whatever I'm saying right now, it'll pop. You and I had a conversation about Happy Eddie 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Eddie keeps showing up happily on my time. Not just like the product. I'm talking about like social media. People like they met him at one of your stores or at his... Because it's a local thing.
Yeah.
Everybody, the Happy Eddie story again, because it keeps showing up. And the more I say it, Happy Eddie keeps showing up on my timeline.
I love that
I know what he looks like
yeah.
now.
I love that you're bringing this up today, because last night, it was very exciting. We Curio Wellness, were mentioned on The Real Housewives of Potomac. So Eddie Osefo is the husband of Wendy Osefo, who is one of the Real Housewives of Potomac on the Bravo show. And inside the series, he got this nickname, Happy Eddie. It became a thing. And so then he wanted to get into the cannabis space. And so we got in contact with him, and we brought him into our cultivation facility, toured him around, talked about what we wanted to do. And so essentially, we are producing the line for him. So he launched the line a couple months ago, and he launched with a series of strains that we had already were already growing and we could bring
so
to the market.
Get some people together
yes.
to fund me.
Yes.
You can roll a nasty nest line out.
You could, we could
that would license, be a sativa. I nicens. Promise you that would not be an indica.
Exactly.
I promise you.
And now he's got like I think three strains, like, you know, two based on Eddie and one based on Wendy.
And well, they were on sale this week and I didn't know what to do with them. One of them was an indica and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I'm never really an indica person.
Yeah,
either.
I sleep well enough.
Exactly. Yeah. I can settle myself.
Speaking of that, Wendy Bronfine is here. We're doing James Bond knows everybody in the city. He's here hugging the whole staff. He's going to have three crab cakes before I get one. We're at Fadley's. We're going to be here all week. It is Crab Cake Row, a cup of Super Bowl. We're giving away free soup for the Maryland Food Bank. Your Happy Eddie thing popped up this week, and all he's here, but... The lines and indica sativa, does he pick that? I need to know this.
So he, I think with his strains, because they were connected to kind of narratives that have come about in the show, like the Zen Wen and Happy Eddie. So it was more like, well, what does that represent and how would that be how you want to feel? And so then we matched it to kind of strains that could give you those effects. So we have like these original cultivars that line up with the Zen Wen, the Happy Eddie.
I'm telling you, I really thought a brewery would have it, you know, would put my face on a beer. And I'm thinking, would I be a Pilsner? Would I be a lager? Would I be a stout? You know, probably, I'd probably be some sort of chocolate stout.
I was
going to
say,
like.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, I'd probably be, you know, more along like a milk stout with some hazelnut, chocolate, dark, you know. But I don't know. We'll have to talk about this. Because, I mean, I think your industry's going in that direction, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be a former athlete of the Ravens who's going to come like Eddie Murray has a beer and Ed Reed has a beer. They're going to that's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Well, I'd welcome it.
But that's a business for you. That is a that is an open business model.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, like a lot of the celebrity names that you hear in cannabis aren't
Snoop.
Right. They're not typically having like, "Oh, I built this grow facility, I'm growing this flower." It's normally like a licensing thing where they're partnered with somebody else who grows it and they've defined how they want their brand to be and they just use their name and rights to produce that.
Well, Siragusa's got a beer now. He's not even alive, right? I mean, like, you know, I mean, Goose would love that. I wish he were alive to drink his own beer.
Well,
you know?
The next step is we got to get over that federal hurdle so that we can have the leagues allow people to be, you know, affiliated publicly with these brands. Right? Because think about Move, right? Like, that is, like, you're not getting high. And, like, who's aching more than a athlete?
My wife bought the Good Nights. She bought the time release that you've talked about. She has not taken them. She bought it 10 days ago, and I'm like, have you started? She's like, nah, I should. And she was having trouble sleeping the other night. I was up in the middle of the night. tell everybody about a little bit about that product and how to use it the right way, because I said to her, I said, I think if you use it, you probably should use it for a week or two every night to get the vibe of like what it, you can't use it one night and say it worked or didn't work or, you know, how it makes you feel.
I mean, we normally tell people, like, you know, take a week, take five nights, and like, take it every night and
experience
go to bed.
It.
But like, take it 30 minutes before you're going to go to bed. Make sure that, like, when I was interviewing a lot of sleep patients, when we were developing it, there's a whole like sleep hygiene thing. So like, you really should like, you know, get your space quiet, get your lights dim.
You're supposed to cool the room.
Don't take it and then like sit down to like watch some like loud aggressive show or something.
Right.
Keep all the lights on, right? Like, get
be
yourself
ready.
Ready.
Right. Yeah.
But 30 minutes before bed, get in bed, close your eyes. You should be, it should help you fall asleep. And then there's a second pulse that comes through 3 hours later that should help you stay asleep.
A couple years ago, I ran into Wendy at an event in Baltimore. She's marketing cannabis and Curio. We got to talking. We've been doing this like the whole time. It is amazing to me how much Smalltimore, right? Like, we share these things. And I said to Wendy, I'm doing this crazy thing with charities. Who are your charities? And she said, well, I do Living Classrooms. I'm like, James Bond? That James Bond? So he's going to be joining us next. We're going to talk about Living Classrooms. It's been a little while. Been about a year and a half since I had James on. I'm going to look forward to finding out post-plague stuff with him. You look good. You cut your hair. I grew my hair. What? You were the guy that had the long hair all the time. We'll step out. We'll take a break. James Bond's here from Living Classrooms. Wendy Braunfein is here from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. I'm doing live radio, which means I'm nuts. It's messy, but come see me do it because you'll see me with my hair on fire. Gonna need some indica after this. Back for more right after this.